Kayanupassana because of the strong clinging to the idea of my body issues, my body health, my body sickness. But actually there is no body, just different rupas appearing one at a time only. The path is for the letting go of the clinging to what we find so important, so precious. Clinging to every kanda, but clinging to the rupa and taking it wrongly for being body, my teeth, my hair, my skin, my legs. But actually there's no body there, no person, no body. Before our discussion today, what is your understanding about kaya when you read about kayanupassana?
Ma'am, what I know, that kaya, what I have read and what I have heard from others, I'm wrong after, because I know what you are talking. But before that, I was knowing that what, like its hardness, softness, all the elemental parts are there. And all of the understanding is there. All over the chitta, chesik is there. The whole, we say, as a whole, a body, a kaya.
To refer to the chitta, chetasikas, rupas, everything that is here.
Right, ma'am.
So that's why we have to distinguish between the namakaya, like we talked about this morning, referring to chitta and chetasikas, and the rupakaya, just referring to the rupas. So in this context of kayanupassana, satipatthana, it's just referring to the rupas. The rupas arising together, the rupas that are taken for being this whole or this body.
You use the word namakaya. What do you think?
Ma'am, seeing, hearing, tasting, touching.
Slowly, please.
Pardon, ma'am?
Slowly.
Ma'am, seeing.
Okay. No, understanding that it's the kaya. Just the word seeing,
right, ma'am,
and the
right,
seeing.
Right.
But to learn more that actually whatever is there appearing, there is nothing else appear at all in truth. So only that which is there, which sees, the jitasika is not known for sure because seeing is there. Does pasa appear? No. Feeling? Then it's not seeing when we talk about feeling. That's why we talk about just one reality to understand the absolute truth. Even we talk about just one reality, it has only to be that which is now appearing. Not just talk about that which is not appearing. So no matter what word, it has to be understanding of that which appears as kaya. But what appears can appear only just one reality. So what does this mean? Rises and falls away in spirit. That's why when we have more understanding of kaya, no matter where we come across in the Tipitaka, any word, we understand it. Kaya is kaya, not just one reality. So, what is kaya kata sati?
Achan, I have not heard this word before. I have not heard.
Kaya kata sati.
We talked about sati this morning.
Sati I have heard, Achan, but kaya kata sati I have not
heard. Do you really understand sati?
No, Achan. Only no.
So
Ajahn.
What's some idea about sati?
Ajahn, for me, what I understood about sati is that it's direct understanding. It's a direct understanding, a deep understanding of what is arising and what is falling.
Is sati?
It's some what we call kya bolenge.
It's real, it's there, but no understanding of it.
Is there any difference between sati and panya? Because panya is understanding,
right.
Understanding. So it's, what is sati?
It's awareness. And with the kushla. It's awareness with kushal.
See, so many things you talk about little by little, from kaya to sati. What is the definition of sati?
Sati is a mental factor, chetasika. It arises with every wholesome consciousness, citta. So when there is panya, there is also sati. When there is metta, there is also sati. When there is compassion, karuna, there is also sati. It's one of the mental factors that arises with every kusala citta. Now, the question is, how is it different from the other mental factors, right? The usual translation of sati is either awareness or mindfulness. But these words have meanings that are different from sati itself, because sati is just a momentary mental factor. Its function is to be not forgetful of the object. It's necessary for every kusala citta, because sati is not forgetful of the object in a kusala way. Another way that sati is explained in the texts is that it guards. It has the function of guarding. So it guards the sense doors, for example. When sati is well developed, there will be seeing, but no attachment to the seeing. If sati is arising with the following mind state, mind or consciousness. So, two ways of describing sati: being not forgetful of the object in a kusala way, and guarding, performing the function of guarding. And so this is sati in one context. Now, in the Dhamma, the same term can have different meanings in different contexts. In another context, as I understand it, for example, in the objects of contemplation that lead to high levels of samatha, such as contemplation of death, marana sati, there it refers to contemplation. And there are several contemplations in the development of samatha that end with the term sati. Here we have a term, kaya gata sati, and it will mean one of those things that I've just explained, either awareness or contemplation. And of course, when there is contemplation in a wholesome way, the mental factor of sati will be there also.
Sir, what do you mean by contemplation, sir?
We are talking about kusala development, kusala citta, right? There is kusala that prompts wholesome speech. There is kusala that prompts wholesome action of the body. And there is also just wholesome mind states that are not associated with any speech or action of the body. Metta, loving kindness, you're familiar with that. Karuna, compassion. These are mind states that are wholesome. They may or may not condition action of speech or body. They may just be the mind state. In the development of samatha, there are a number of contemplations. Only if they're wholesome are they the development of samatha. So contemplation on death is one I mentioned. Anapanasati, is another, a contemplation of breath. The contemplation of the virtues of the Buddha, for example, on the Dhamma and the Sangha. Thinking about something in a wholesome way. It has a label, contemplation. That means thinking.
We heard this word before, contemplation, sir. And what we were knowing is different from what you told us now. We were thinking that this is some kind of a level. It remains, and it's with the very higher, deep and deep, sir.
Contemplation, we're referring to wholesome mental states. And when we talk about the development of that contemplation, we're referring to the moments when that contemplation is accompanied by understanding. But it's understanding, it doesn't perform the function of panya in vipassana. It's panya of the samatha kind. It understands more about kusala and akusala development. When the mind is kusala, when it is akusala, the difference and the factors that conduce toward kusala. So when we say contemplation, it can imply a level of understanding, but it's not the understanding of insight, which knows the true nature of present moment reality. The object of the contemplation is a concept, not a reality. The object of the contemplation is a concept. Death is a concept. Death is also a reality, the jyotijita, but you can't have that as an object. So it's contemplation of death and the role it plays in samsara, end of one life, beginning of next life, carrying on of the accumulated tendencies from one life to the next, and so on and so forth. The objects are almost exclusively concepts. So breath is a concept for this purpose. When we're talking about the development of insight, of course we are referring to conditioned realities, but not to the concept of breath. But here in development of samatha, the object of the contemplation is the breath as we conventionally know it, in and out, tip of the nostril, etc.
Asking about kaya, gati, sati. So we've talked quite a lot about kaya and quite a lot about sati. Would you like to add more, Ajahn?
So many moments in life, there is always thinking. But usually when there's no understanding, we just think about kaya in different way. My hair, see, is it sati? Comb it, see? Or my nails, every day it's there. No thought about it. Is it pretty? Look at it closely. See?
Like I said this morning, the hair, okay, it looks so pretty in the mirror and then it falls out or you find it lying around, not attractive at all, so actually.
Or if there's a blemish on the skin, like my problem here or anything.
So it's not easy at all to let go ignorance and attachment to whatever is there, no matter the nails or the hair, for example. That's why for everyone, different object to be object of interest. Some is interested in this and the other is interested in that. So no one can force or no one can try to have anything else arise at will, because all are there by conditions. That's why from hearing again and again and again, the understanding of the ugliness, of the body, of what is there which is so beautiful, but in the absolute truth, it's not there anymore. It's just gone. No matter how beautiful it is or how ugly it is. That's why the understanding of what is there as not I, so many, many different moments. For example, attachment, see? It's not ignorance. It's not being friendly. It's not the understanding person at all. So many different moments in life, no understanding of any of them. That's why we have to begin to understand the truth in life. Life changes all the time by conditions. And we always crave for what we like through moment of seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. But in truth, it's not there anymore. That's why just this life is not enough to understand the truth, to realize the truth at moment when it's there, arising and falling by way of nimitta, just nimitta of that which is now seeing. Not just one moment of seeing. No matter what appears, appears by way of nimitta. How much ignorance begin to understand the truth, to understand the difference between right understanding and ignorance, clinging and letting go. The way to let go ignorance is only the understanding of the truth of what is there. So no need to try to have calm or samatha, because understanding is the most precious reality, no matter in what life, deva or any plane at all. That's why understanding is not by oneself, but from hearing the word of the Buddha, just one word, consider it again and again. Is there nama now? There is seeing all the time. Is it enough? Just talk about seeing only once. That's why I talk about seeing again and again. And what about hearing? Nothing is known. Only begin to understand the truth of life. What is there? Which is the chief? If there is not reality, there cannot be any moment appearing at all. That's why there is one reality. The reality which arises and just experience the object through one of the six doorways. Is this today? The reality which sees, which hears, is different from that which like or attach. That's why when there's no understanding of any realities at all, there must be ignorance and attachment to that object. How much? So it's not just wanting to realize the truth, wanting to understand it more, but it depends on understanding the truth gradually to condition firm confidence of no one there. Is this the point? Is this the ultimate truth? No one. What appears now is only different colors or different object which is seen. That's all. Until it is, that's all. And at moment of hearing, it's not seeing. What appears is only what we take or use the word sound only, and it's gone. And hearing gone. Condition the impermanent moment on and on and on. Not by forcing, but by hearing again. That's why we come here together to talk about it again and again and again until right understanding develops. Wanting to understand different words more and more and more about kaya nupasana satipatthana without no understanding about that which is there now, sees. Can it be patthana? The moment of seeing right now, And at moment of touching, can it be Patthana? So what is Patthana? It's not just ordinary object, which is the object of ignorance. Even it's the same as before, but it depends on understanding. For example, this morning we saw the different things, and now we are seeing again all there. Is there any more understanding of the truth of it? Otherwise, why do we try so hard to understand such and such without even we heard about seeing, not understanding the truth of seeing yet enough to let go? So it takes patience, how great it is. At moment of someone would like to have less dosa, if there's the condition for attachment, there must be dosa when one doesn't get it. So understanding that, even right now, can anyone have less attachment to what appears? This is so true, very truthful to the truth, the way to understand the truth. It's not the other way, just every moment in daily life. That's why I begin to understand Dhamma, or what realities which appear are Dhamma, but it appears not as it is, as something, because of ignorance. That's why I learn a little more about what is there which is not self. Seeing is not attachment, and it's not the object which is seen, and it has to be this moment. As long as it's not yet this morning, it means that right understanding is not enough. So develop by hearing, considering, until there is a little more understanding of the truth of it. It's just holding the knife's handle, see, touch it only once. It doesn't wear away at all. Now we talk about seeing once or twice or more, but the clinging to the seeing hasn't wear away as much as we think that it, now I have less attachment to such and such. It's impossible, because it's only intellectual understanding, only, not directly understand what is there now as it is. That's why I begin to understand the subtlety of realities right now. By consider more what is heard, for example, Kaya, we cling to Kaya, to the body, no matter its breath or its the nail or the hair or whatever, the skin, we like it so much. So now, have less attachment. Is it possible? That's why the daily life is the proof, the test of understanding. Never enough for whatever we like, more and more and more. But begin to see at moment when something is lost, our dear thing or dear one, what about the feeling? Is it very pleasant? Impossible. See, it means that whatever is there is conditioned just to be and then gone. From nothing, it's something, and then nothing again. Is that true? So is there any question?
Thank you for your explanation about Kaya, Sati, and there's still some confusion about the Kaya. At the first time, I think Kaya is Rupa only, but...
As we discussed this morning, Kaya means arising together, so there are, we can talk about Nama Kaya or Rupa Kaya. So what is Nama Kaya?
Nama is citta and citta-sika.
Do they arise together?
Yes.
Okay, so those that are arising together are namakaya. For example, at the moment of seeing, seeing has to arise together with seven chetasikas. This is namakaya, those namas arising together. And sometimes, like I gave the example of citta pasadi and kaya pasadi, because it's something that many people misunderstand. We see a translation of calmness of the mind and calmness of the body. But citta pasadi is calmness with the citta, of the citta, and kaya pasadi refers to calmness of the chetasikas arising together. So kaya doesn't just mean rupas. So namakaya and then rupakaya, which we are discussing now, which refers to the rupas, always arise together in a group. Only one can ever appear at a time. At a moment of awareness of hardness, there cannot be awareness of heat or cold at the same moment. Only one can appear, but they always arise together in a group, kaya.
If it's a group, so when talking about group, we are thinking about something like not only one at the moment. So can you elaborate more about the group? Because how many elements or something like when we mention about group?
When a rupa arises, does it arise alone?
Yes.
Never.
Because it with the citta.
No, we're talking about rupas. When a rupa arises, for example, hardness, does it arise alone?
Rupa is arise not along with a group. With a group.
How many other rupas arise with the hardness?
With hardness, five elements. One of element is hardness, right? It's like the I forgot the name. The
always minimum eight rupas arise together. So at a moment when hardness arises, must be at least seven other rupas, maybe more. They arise together in a kalapa, always arise together in a group, never one at a time. But only one can be the object of awareness and understanding. Why?
Because at one moment there's only one rupa is experienced by citta and citta-sika.
Only one object, only one reality can appear at a time.
You are talking about calmness. And at the moment of thinking about the eight rupas, is it calm? See, it is not calm at the moment of thinking about the number or the word about it, but it's calm at the moment of understanding the truth, no matter what level. For example, even Buddha taught about the rupa, one group. How many rupas are there at least?
Is rupa it?
The point is that he realized the truth of everything so deeply to consider whether it's worth or it's worthless. to just remember the word about calm or about everything, or begin to understand the truth of life, how much ignorance, even the rupa, a kalapa, a group of rupa, consists of 8 rupa at least, is not known at all. Even right now or any moment, no matter it's just the dust, how many kalapa, how many rupas in a kalapa or group, see? That's why it begins to understand how much ignorance in life, no understanding of anything, like the blind. He's heard about this and that, but no seeing the truth or what is there at all. Just think about it. That's why understanding how much ignorance is there, condition, the right understanding to know that there is the way to have less ignorance. Otherwise, one lives in ignorance from life to life, eons and eons ago, and eons more, endlessly. Or you just try to remember the 8 rupa. See, but understanding how so very deep it is, understand the realization of the Buddha, and begin to consider the word he said, and the understanding of us, just repeat that word. For example, 8 rupa, kalapa, in the body, the kalapa, which conditioned by kamma, citta, uttu, ahara, are there all together, unknown. Only hardness now. It's not just right to know whether it is the kamma charupa or citta charupa, conditioned by kamma or citta. Not that. But understand that at moment of begin to understand the truth, so long, 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 until right understanding is firm, firmer and firmer, it's moment of anattaness, the degree of understanding is there. So clear because it's there from each moment of hearing about it, understand the truth of it as it appears. So Buddha thought about even the 8 rupas, how many rupa can appear. See, just understand his great wisdom, to understand it, how long it will take to really understand what he said of that which is now appearing. Otherwise we forget about this moment and just think about 8 rupa. Can anyone count the kalapa? How many rupas the ant has? Try to think, or just as it is when it's small. Even if it's so small, it depends on the size, how many groups. But each group has to be 8 rupas at least.
And each rupa arises in the group, minimum 8 always.
Ma'am, 4 Mahabhutas in 1 Kulapa, ma'am, 28.
How many actually can appear, can be known in daily life?
Ma'am, we are talking about the Mahabhutas.
Ajahn's question is, because you said 28 can be known, what about now? How many rupas appear in daily life?
Ma'am, hardness, softness.
Hardness, softness is the same.
Same, almost same. Ma'am, water.
Can the water be touched? Can the water be touched?
No. Ma'am, air?
The bio data.
Bio.
Okay, motion, yes.
Motion.
Can I give you a clue? Think of the different sense doors.
Ma'am, hardness is almost solidity. Solidity is a hardness.
It's all hardness, softness, solidity,
only one. Ma'am, temperature? but we
temperature, heat,
right,
cold,
right.
Heat, cold. So heat, cold, hardness, softness, motion, those three are experienced through the body sense.
Those three are experienced through the body sense. What other rupas appear? Like now.
I'm all have told from here. I have to speak. It's telling about the sound also, smell also, taste also.
Yes.
Many
visible
of them.
Object. Yeah. Not many. Visible object. No. Visible object. Sound, taste, odor. Four, and then three tangible objects. Hardness, softness, heat, cold, and motion. So only seven rupas appear commonly during the day. And when you asked about what are the eight arising together in a group, so the four Mahabhuta rupas and also color or visible object, color arises in every group, odor in every group, taste in every group, like we discussed, even this, the rupas here, there is taste and also nutriment. It's nutriment for the ants, nutriment. These are the rupas that arise in every group. But only the seven rupas we just mentioned are those that commonly appear. Sound commonly appears, but it's not one of the eight rupas that arises in every group.
Why you didn't take sound?
What is sound conditioned by?
Hearing?
No. Sound conditions hearing, but what conditions the arising of sound? The sound has to arise before the hearing hears it. What conditions sound?
It's my ear?
No. When it's the sound outside the body, for example, the sound of the water splashing or the sound of the air conditioner, what conditions it?
Mutal.
Temperature. Okay. All the rupas outside the body are conditioned by temperature. The sound when I'm speaking or you're speaking, what is that sound conditioned by?
You want to say it's temperature.
Chitta.
Okay.
If there's no chitta, no sound.
No, ma'am, you were talking about outside the body.
Outside the body by temperature.
Temperature.
But the sound when speaking is conditioned by chitta. The sound when speaking is not all the time. When I'm quiet, no sound. And the sound outside, like the sound of water, is not in every group, only when temperature conditions it. Every group has color. There's always color, but not always sound. So it's not one of the rupas that arises in every group.
Sound.
Yeah.
So when I sound in here. Okay.
So among the you have mentioned a new. You mentioned about the nutrition, nutriment. Mm. That one is
nutritive essence or nutriment. Yes.
Nutriment. So that one is also not cannot. It appear right? It cannot appear.
Is it doesn't concept? Commonly appear because it can only appear. Water cohesion or nutriment can only appear through the mind door. The other ones you mentioned appear through the sense doors, the three tangible objects, visible object, sound, taste, odor. They appear through the sense doors. But nutriment and water element cohesion can only appear through the mind door. So they're much more subtle. They don't commonly appear. And many other rupas are subtle out of the 28 not appearing, like the masculinity rupa, femininity rupa, for example. we see the marks, the indications, but the actual rupa doesn't appear. So that's why we talk a lot about visible object, sound, hardness, because these are the rupas that can be known, which appear now.
So rupa kaya, you mentioned, is only about the rupa with made up the body, the concept of body and the being, right? It's not the rupa make up the something, the concept about the flower.
It's the rupas that, the groups of rupa, the rupas that are taken for body. My arm, my leg, my eyes, my hair. The ones that there is a lot of attachment for. If I lose my hearing or my eye, my eyesight, or my leg, extreme grief and sorrow. If the rupas outside the body, like the flowers, are lost, no big deal. So the ones that there's so much attachment to. And there has to be confidence that whatever the Buddha is talking about, even if he's talking about objects of samatha that are contemplated, like death or foulness of the body or breath, for example, the teaching is all about the development of satipatthana, all about the understanding, the direct understanding of reality that appears. So even if there is highly developed contemplation of breath or foulness or metta or anything else, at the moment of understanding or wise considering, there can be the understanding of that reality, of the thinking, the contemplating, however great it is, that it's just a conditioned dharma. And in the deepest sense, it's dukkha and it's dangerous and it's foul and it's gone never to appear again. So it's the letting go of clinging even to such great development of samatha or understanding anything. So it's always about the understanding of reality that appears. For example, in the Buddha's time, natural to walk through the charnel grounds and see the skeletons. Natural if you're in Varanasi to see the corpses and the pyres. So, and there can be wise reflection that this is what is coming for all of us. We have so much attachment to the body, but it's just a short time before it's another corpse or skeleton. But even at those moments of wise reflection, there can be understanding of citta that is reflecting, or the calm at that moment, and it's gone instantly to any reality.
You just mentioned about calm, so thinking that Ajahn said that when there is understanding, there should be, there's calm there. But I thinking that in case there are kusala citta there, so there also calm, right?
Any kusala citta, pasadi cetasika arises with any kusala cittas, yes. So at a moment of kindness, at a moment of compassion, at a moment of giving, calmness is there just for that moment. Not the usual idea of calm when it feels so peaceful and tranquil, and not for half an hour of giving, just for that moment of kusala. Hung, do you have any attending about Kai?
About the calmness as a moment of jhana.
So as a moment of jhana is also ekagata as samadhi and pasadi all there. Yep. It's about the jhana. So they're also ekagata and pasati also there, right?
Always ekagata, always pasati, moments of kusala. So very, very great calm at that moment. But it's also dukkha because it's also
yes. But we just mentioned jhana, we mentioned about the samadhi as ekagata, not pasati, right? Or both. When you mentioned about jhana, you
did I mention about jhana or did you mention about jhana?
when we talk about the jhana, yes.
I'm picking up on your reference to samadhi, which I heard the first time. What do you mean by samadhi here?
Just curiosity about the
Which reality?
Jhana, it means that ekagata is a samadhi, right?
Ekagata is concentration.
Yes.
And it is the samadhi. Yes.
So the reality is the ekagata, chittasika. Yes.
But the calm, the pasadi, the samatha is there.
Of course. Yeah. So I don't know why.
Thank you. Just curiosity. Just the term samadhi. Yeah. I'd like to ask about the
text. It's used when the concentration is great, not the ordinary concentration. So in the Eightfold Path, when it's the development of the direct understanding of realities, vipassana jnanas, so it's samadhi that is used, referring to the stronger concentration with right understanding. And when it is in the development of samatha, samadhi is used because as the calm develops, the wholesome concentration becomes stronger until it is upajara and then apana samadhi. So it's referring to the degree of that concentration. But as we know, there can also be akusala samadhi. Again, when it is strong, wrong concentration. So in the wrong path, there's also micca samadhi with micca ditti.
So we cannot say that it's at the moment, it's not jhana, because it's akusala, right? You mentioned the micca.
Akusala samadhi.
And so the samadhi, in as you just explained it, refers to a levels of concentration. Upajara.
Levels of ekagata chetasika.
Yeah, levels of concentration. So it's different from ekagata, which is the name of the chetasika itself, but the level of concentration is referred to by reference to samadhi.
But it's not different from ekagata, it's the degree of that.
It's a degree of concentration, yeah.
It's so different between as a normal daily life, we concentrate or we focus on the work or something else. It's totally different, right?
Said to me, and it seems to be apparent that when we're aware or conscious of strong concentration in daily life, like when we're focused on cutting up the vegetables or sending a message
or chit-chat with friends.
counting the money, for example. Then when it's the concentration that is apparent, it's usually wrong concentration. Unwholesome concentration. Mm. Concentration with lobha, concentration.
But it's without micca ditthi, right? Without,
that's why I said not wrong, but akusala concentration. Yeah.
But it seems that we don't know anything about this. We know much about this,
focused on the object with that concentration, don't even realize that it's akusala concentration.
Thank you.
It seems to me that when there is conventional concentration on an object, it's not just the ekagata that's having effect, it's lots of other things too. There's the interest in the object and what one's doing and there's the purpose that one's doing it for and all that kind of thing. So the conventional idea of concentration, of course, is quite different from just the mental factor we discuss here.
Would you like to add anything, Ajahn?
At least how many chetasikas are there right now? At least. What are they?
Like as a moment of seeing or hearing, there's...
Any moment.
At least 7 chetasikas. We have a...
Yeah, what are they?
7. Pasa.
What is it?
Pasa. It's contact to the object that experienced by the chitta.
Can it see?
No, it cannot see.
Why?
Because it's not function of pasa. Pasa, just contact to the object.
That's it. Yeah. Experience the object?
Yes. Yes, the
by
same
By way
object.
Of pasa only. See, not more than that. Just contact. And?
Vedana. And Chetana. And Manasikara. And Ekagata.
All names.
All names, yes. All names. Yeah. Sanya. Sanya, yes. Jivitindra. But you know, it's, they are, have a different, we understand that they have a different function to support citta, to experience the object by different ways.
So we can talk about one by one.
Yes, like pasa, right?
Okay, pasa, it's just,
yep.
It seems ordinary, simple.
Yes.
But it is aharapajya.
Yes.
See, more, a little more understanding yeah. of each different one. And the second one?
Second one, Vedana.
Is it there now?
Yes.
Can it be Satipatthana?
No. Only Sati. but it can be an object of Satipatthana, is that meaning?
How many more meaning of Satipatthana?
3 meanings, as okay. I remember. Yep.
So the first one?
The first one is the object of Satipatthana. And the second one is awareness with understanding. Yeah.
So the question is whether Vedana be Satipatthana?
What about the first one?
Not Sati, but Satipatthana.
Yep.
Can Vedana be Satipatthana?
It can be object of sati and right understanding. Yes.
That's the first
thing.
Yeah.
See.
Thank you. It's clearer.
Even it's there right now.
But do you know?
When there's no understanding, yeah. it cannot be object of sati for panya to understand the truth of it. One, two.
Two is awareness with right understanding. Three is the past. It means that it's past. Yeah, it leads to okay. the past.
Yeah, we have talked about it. What about the 7 chetasikas? Now.
Now, back to the, yes. Yeah, Vedana, we have a chetana. It coordinates all the citta and cetasika.
Now?
Now, yes.
Okay. Yep. Can it be Satipatthana?
Yes.
See. Otherwise, what yes. is Satipatthana?
Yes.
Patthana of Sati. See.
You don't understand. Mm. Yeah, about
this. So?
And Ekagata.
This one.
Yes, can be Satipatthana
what
too.
What is it?
Yes, and it's it helps citta to focus on one particular object only.
And itself.
Itself.
Focus.
Yes, and itself.
And citta experience that which jetana focus.
Yes.
But citta cannot be jetana.
Yeah.
Right. But because of.
Ekagata.
Chetana or ekagata condition the moment of seeing just on that object. not at the object.
Did I hear it said, I just have a quick question, did I hear it said that ekagata can be satipatthana?
Yes.
Meaning?
So the first meaning refers to any object that is the object of sati and panya, any object of the path, that's the first meaning. So in, from that meaning, any reality, vedana, chetana, any reality can be satipatthana because it's the object.
Right.
When it appears, when it's understood. Any object that is the object of awareness and understanding. So if the cohesion doesn't appear, then it's not. So it's it refers to any object.
Any object. So is it being said that ekagata, the mental factor itself, can be object of awareness?
Satipatthana, yes. And understanding.
And it would have the characteristic of focusing the citta on the object. Is that it?
The one-pointedness, the concentration, the one-pointedness.
You think that ever appears to be known?
Like I mentioned, I think that akusala concentration is more apparent, but when it is...
Yeah, but that's not ekagata. Then when what we talk about is concentration isn't ekagata, is it? As
because
we were just discussing earlier.
Every moment they have ekagata.
Yes, every moment is there, but the question is whether it ever appears.
I think there's a lot of chetasika too there. I mean, other chetasikas too.
Pasa doesn't appear, but the question is, can it be the object, not does it appear?
Okay, so it's any reality can be object of.
Yes.
So even eye base, for example.
Yes.
Right, thanks.
Thank you, Ajahn.
When pasa is a tipatthana, what's a tipatthana? Among the four satipatthana.
I mean, that's the first kind of satipatthana. It's a...
When it is the object.
Yes.
Of satipatthana. When it is the object, which of the four kinds of satipatthana, for example, is it kayanupassana or...
Yes. It's a Dhamma Satipatthana.
Dhammanu.
Yeah, Dhammanu.
Will it be?
I mean, it's not by will, by conviction. Yes, yes.
So now we are talking about concentration. Right?
Yes, I just curiosity about the samadhi.
Samadhi?
Yes.
Is it real?
Yes, it's real.
Is it citta?
No, it's a cetasika.
What cetasika is it?
It's a ekagata.
But sure. No doubt.
Yeah.
And jhana?
Yes. Jhana is a term, but it's mentioned to the reality at that time, at that moment, I mean.
Citta or cetasika?
Cetasika.
Jhana.
I'm not sure. Sorry, Ajahn, I'm not sure.
As I understand it, I'm not sure if this is correct, it refers to citta. And jhana, jitta and jhana, because it arises, it's a different plane of jitta to the jittas that are arising now, but it's still a jitta.
But not forget, jitta is pandara.
It means that every moment, yes, it's
Bandhara. It has to be.
Stronger when it is samadhi, then it focuses on that object again and again, repeatedly, with understanding of calm, understanding of how the object conditions calm. So it repeatedly focuses on the same object and its stronger concentration.
So jhana means citta and cetasika too, both.
To name according?
No, just clearer now.
And even in the development of insight, when it's moments of vipassana jnana, the concentration is much stronger. It's upachara samadhi at those moments of understanding the object at that degree of understanding, that degree of insight. So the samadhi is the ekagata cetasika when it's stronger in these cases with right understanding in a wholesome way.
Yes. Thank you, Ajahn. Thank you, Sara.
Just closing the light of the truth. The very important thing is understanding how much ignorance about what is there now, each moment.
Like we heard at the end, when not a lot of understanding, it doesn't seem so deep or so subtle. It seems obvious that seeing sees and what is seen is what is seen. But the more understanding, the more ignorance is apparent and the more subtle the Dhamma.
And only right understanding can begin to develop the firm confidence of what is seen is nothing but that which impinges on the others. And if they arise together with trees and all of the idea, it's not to realize that actually it's only a visible object. That's why only the understanding a little more about just a moment cannot be anything at all. So we live in the world of ignorance and attention in darkness all the time until hearing about what swimming, just hearing about, and putting confidence and condition the moment of beginning to be aware with understanding of just exactly the same as it is now. So all depends on understanding to let go the moment of taking it for something with everything. By conditions, not by will or any attention. This is more difficult, more and more difficult to see what is there, wrong understanding, with attention. That's why Sila Vata Pramasa has to be eradicated by Sota Patimaka. And what is heard now? Conditioned doubt. Why? It doesn't appear as it is here. So doubt about moment when it's there. Just only one object. And it has to be through mind. Why? Because whatever appears, mind is there in between. So as long as mind is hidden, everything was the same, people and things, as soon as seeing voluntarily. As soon as feeling voluntarily, the idea of something is always there. The ignorance is there, and the passion is there. That's why Buddha talked about asava, the very subtle moment, which is not anusya, see? Anusiti. No need to say anything is there. But in truth, how can it be I? Impossible. It's just thinking. the thing falls away, it's from inside. That's why only right understanding can understand. And how can it be worn away? Very gradually, unknowingly. Who can know just a moment of passing, a moment of understanding, a moment of being, not just a moment. Many moments appear as a moment.
It's so helpful to know that the asavas arise even in the sense door processes, like not just the bija and loba, but also ditti and
so. Because no understanding is there. So what is that? Asava.
Shows how subtle it is.
Nama looks, it's really no one at all. No need to try, it's wrong. Because that is the idea of I am self. That's why just understand what is there now. No sati, no understanding. So even the character of sati can be roughly known in the beginning, not clear that it's sati, because at that moment it's not a very clear moment of understanding yet. It just understand, thinking that it understands. For example, we talk about kusala moment, there is sati. But at moment of kusala sati, it does not appear. Just learn to know that it has to be there, not forgetting to give, not forgetting to forgive, not forgetting understanding the danger of akusala, even dosa and ropa and moha. Because the Buddha to be heard about the truth in so many lives, so many, so keen in understanding, but it's not time yet to realize the truth. That's it. And who knows when it will be unexpected by condition. Own confidence of anatta.
I understand the result of kaya katasate just for samatha, for jhana.
That is just thinking, not understanding what is sati mean and what is kaya katasate.
The sati is awareness of all the kaya.
The whole kaya? Or only one at a time?
Only one. Yes. Yes. We were so much.
So at the moment of thinking about that, is it calm?
The moment. Yes.
It easy. Goes to very easy to think about that.
Why would it be calm? If the partners know it just hears, here is here.
It's very easy to say panya. But what is the nature of panya? And what is understood? What panya understands?
Panya understands the reality.
So, what is samatha?
It means calm.
It means? So, when, what moment is calm?
When wholesome arrives.
Just the word wholesome, but the reality which is wholesome is not known. That's why even samatha needs right understanding of samatha.
Yeah. just calm.
The level, but what is level?
The levels of kusala.
What is the level of kusala? Just read, is that a level of kusala? A child can read the Vidaka when they can read anything, right? Is that any understanding of the word samatha? They can read the word samatha, but do they understand the samatha? Is it real? What level of samatha? That's why they have to be understanding of Abhidhamma. Otherwise, samatha is just a word. It's not the word, so what is it?
It just means calm.
The word again.
But calm far from akusala.
That's the meaning of the word, but what about the nature? That's why it's
dumb.
Easy to take the word, but about the nature, it's not the word.
Nature, it's just dumb.
That's safe. Everything is Dhamma.
Is there calm now?
Yes.
What is the nature of the calm now?
Why did you say yes?
Because kusala can arise. Because they have Dhamma discussion. So when the kusala arrives, I think it also samatha.
Just think that it has become at that moment. But that can't appear as a reality, different from other realities.
It can appear.
Is there any way for it to appear, even if there, does it appear? Or even if there, it doesn't appear at all. So how can there be understanding of the nature of calm when it does not appear or when it appears?
When it's
how can it be known that it's calm?
Paripanya.
So when you say that it's calm now, does it appear that it's very calm?
It's appear. And arise and fade away.
Or just think there must be kusala chittas there, so there must be calm.
But not enough. Not the level of active chana citta.
It does not appear.
It does not appear.
When you say not enough until jhana citta, but we don't have to think about jhana citta just to understand what is samatha, what is calm now. Because if calm doesn't appear now, it cannot be understood now. So there cannot be development of calm now. So for there to be development of calm, it has to be understood when it appears. Whether for samatha bhavana or if it's understanding of realities, still does that reality appear to be understood.
Because when the think of Kesa Loma is not clinging to the Gaya, it's not clinging to
by reciting that, then
clinging at the moment of rest tension. At that moment, it's no clinging because it's no attachment to the Gaya.
Is there attachment now?
Yes, attachment.
How do you know?
Because it's so many akusala.
And you say because there's no attachment to the kaya, and you wave at this. Is this kaya?
No, I think what in fact you're saying is that when you recite those parts of the body stuff, only if there's kusala jitta can we say there's no attachment. So why would reciting the parts of the body mean it's kusala jitta? Because
in any way, at the moment of reciting like that, really off all the parts of the body, just like if one recites the virtues of the Buddha, there's no real thinking about the meaning. Almost a ritual, isn't it? So the question is how the parts of the body, thinking about the parts of the body, can be Krishna. And then thus be a condition for calm.
Can body thinking about body? What is the question?
The question is how thinking about the parts of the body could be Krishna and therefore calm.
Because you're asking about kaya gati sati, so where is the calm? Where is the understanding?
And the sati in this context, I think, we wouldn't translate as awareness in the sense of the awareness of samatha, but usually it's translated as.
Very profound, deep and deep.
So just understand the word is not the understanding then.
Because it clings to our hair, our gaze, too much from daily life, our hairs. Our gesa, our loma, tanta.
We take it for being real.
We don't always have the whole parts of the body. We are not all things that would be tanta. Some of them are quite unappealing anyway. So it can't be just because we cling. But we do cling to the body, of course. But reciting the parts doesn't mean less clinging. There is when we talk about kaya gata sati, we're not talking about reciting the parts of the body anyway.
Yeah.
It wouldn't happen that way. No.
So from what I understand that the kaya gata sati is still have concept as a experiential concept. Yeah. But Gaya and Vipassana Sutta have experience to Paramatta.
Right, the rupas.
Yes.
But without those rupas, could there be any ideas of hair and nails and so on? Without the groups of rupas that are Gaya in reality, without those rupas, could there be any idea about hair and nails and so on? No. And whilst thinking about the hair, that actually is not beautiful as we think, but foul, whilst thinking like that, can there be understanding of the realities at that moment?
Just thinking of the hairs.
So, like now,
instead of when the hair falls out, actually it's foul, it's not beautiful as we think. But at that moment of thinking wisely or unwisely about the hair, can there be understanding of reality at that moment? Like now, can there be understanding of the reality, any reality at that time?
When that does arrive.
Yes. So it's still all about understanding of realities, even whilst thinking, contemplating about foulness of the hair or the nails and so on. On that point that Jonathan just mentioned, Ajahn, because the Kayagati Sati, we think of it as awareness, but often, as Jonathan said, when referring to the contemplation of different objects of samatha, often it's something sati at the end, buddhanu sati, dhammanu sati, and so on. The sati there, does it mean awareness, or is it referring to contemplation?
Marana sati.
Does the sati still refer to awareness?
Just the word. But we can see that when we don't have moment of kusala, there's no sati.
No sati, no. But it's still
at sati. Moment of kusala, just giving something to someone, like pundu, vali, give us the water. At moment of thinking to have something for someone, if it's not sati, that wouldn't happen.
No. So it's contemplation, but it is referring to sati.
That's
still sati.
We just learned from the very beginning that that is the character of sati, of moment of not forgetting about wholesomeness, not the story, but the moment of thinking to do good because of sati is there.
Yeah.
Learn to understand sati little by little. Until it appears only at moment of satipatthana.
So I think it always has the meaning of sati is sati, awareness.
So can anyone say whether there is sati right now? When it's not satipatthana.
Marana sati.
Anu sati, six.
No matter is sati or no sati, is sati.
Contemplation of death with awareness. Or,
So just talk about the anusati, just one anusati. To understand whether there is the understanding of anusati or not.
Jakanusati, Silanusati, Devatanusati, Sita and all India and the Samatha. Actually, anusati, there are 10. Yeah.
Deva.
Yeah.
Deva anusati.
Even Maranas anusati.
Maranas anusati.
Good in remembering.
Good in memorizing the terms.
But one can understand it's a different moment from daily life.
Mm-hmm.
Usually in a day, it's not time, like, thinking about that. But now we are talking about the Buddha's understanding. See, without the sati, which can understand, the Buddha's sati is greater than anyone else. Mm. It has to be that moment, different from other moments. That's why Buddha no sati. Sati, which thinks bound or understanding the great virtues of the Buddha.
But sati is aware, so sati that is aware of the great virtues of the Buddha with understanding. Yes, that was the point, was how you would translate
Buddha's
the term.
Buddha's sati, Tamman's sati, Sankhana's sati, Jaka, Sila, Thibana, Nupasana, Marana.
Yes.
Even there's no understanding, it's there. That's why we don't have to say out Buddha Anusati at the moment of talking about his great virtues.
It is there, the calm is there, those moments of
the very subtle reality. And explain for the others to understand what is really there, little by little, stage by stage.
And I had a question about when we're talking about Kayana Upasana Satipatthana, when we talk about Vedana Upasana Satipatthana, it's referring to the understanding and awareness of Vedana, one Vedana appearing to time, and Chittana Upasana, one Chitta, and Kayana Upasana, one Rupa at a time. So in this case, we know the rupas arise together in a group. There's the Gaya of the rupas, but it's actually because, as we always all know, it's always one rupa at a time. So why refer to it as Kayana Upasana rather than Rupana Upasana?
All rupas, but what is taken for the body?
Yes,
is object of clinging so
yes,
much.
Yes. No, so it's using Kaya just to make it clear, it's just referring to these ones, yes.
Otherwise, it's not the table nupasana, satipatthana. Even its hardness, rupa.
That's why it gets translated as
body, yes, yes, yes. Which is so misleading, yes.
It's not Kaya katasati. Oh, Kaya Upasana Satipatthana. Right understanding and the sense. Mm-hmm. So it's not I.
Yes.
Only the reality.
Can we say or represent ourselves, for example, because there are two, Samathayana and Vipassanayana.
Okay, we come so far to Samathayana and Vipassanayana. That's why we have to consider again and again what is Samatha and what is Vipassana. Not just follow the word, but what is Samatha and what is Vipassana.
It's calm.
Only that. Calm and Vipassana. Word or right understanding of what we have heard from the very beginning. Even we heard a lot about nama, rupa, no one, but at moment of seeing all the something. So can it be vipassana? Just know that it's seen, it's just a reality which is seen. But at moment of seeing, it's something all the time. So can that moment be Vipassana?
Can.
At moment of seeing flower, can it be Vipassana?
At moment of seeing, flower. No, it cannot. Just seeing.
Mm-hmm. So it has to be Panya at level of understanding the truth of it, that it's just that which appears.
Yes.
And when right understanding, when Vipassana develops, does Samatha develop?
Yes, when Vipassana develops, Samatha also develops as well.
And which is better, the Samatha in Samatha Bhavana or the Samatha that develops with Vipassana?
The Vipassana.
Okay. So when the understanding of realities develops, is there any interest in developing the contemplation on objects of Samatha?
That's why I just said there are two Samathayana and Vipassanayana, and then I know myself that I'm not a Samathayana, I'm a Vipassanayana. So to use the word I,
by conditions if there is wise contemplation on any of those objects by conditions, it happens, but no wish or goal to develop it, samatha, bhavana at all.
Because even though Vidal, the Buddha enlightenment also have samatha too, so the purpose of studying Dharma is not for just samatha, it's for the
understanding whatever appears according to different accumulations and tendencies and habits and prior experiences. And because who knows whether there'll be some wise contemplation on hair or breath or any of those objects by conditions. But the goal is always the understanding of the Paramattha Dharma. At the Buddha's time, some had already developed samatha bhavana to jhana and then developed vipassana. Some developed the two together. Some developed vipassana and then afterwards samatha bhavana, all by conditions. No expectations. No one choosing or selecting or doing anything.
So is this moment samatha bhavana?
Yeah, it can happen. No. Not in the level of samatha. Why cannot? Because it can anywhere.
It's an understanding of samatha bhavana.
I think the word bhavana, it cannot be bhavana unless it's with bhavana. We can say it's samatha if things go slow.
And it's not just one moment of calm, or two or three moments of calm.
So what is bhavana, and what is samatha bhavana, and what is vipassana bhavana?
The samatha bhavana is developing.
Right now? Because of no understanding of samatha bhavana yet. So how can it be samatha bhavana? It doesn't mean more kusala, dana and sila. It's moment of bhavana, samatha bhavana. It's just kusala.
So it's just normal kusala.
Right.
And it accumulates, but it doesn't develop.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So if kusala arises,
so when is samatha bhavana developed?
So what is meant by bhavana?
I think I mentioned, I told you a minute ago. If this word is
that's why the word is not enough for understanding, to understand the truth. But careful considering, little by little, the differences between each word, each truth, each level. Kunvani help a lot, everyone, give a lot. Is that bhavana?
It just good, normal kusala.
Yes. So the bhavana has to be development. With understanding of when calm is there, what is kusala, what is akusala when it's there.
And at moment of helping the other or giving things, is it kusala?
Yeah, it's kusala.
Who knows?
When it is in the
trick question.
Ten, because one in the ten.
She just heard the word kusala and she think about kusala. But is she bhavana?
It's up to her. But Ajahn asked that when giving, at the moment of giving.
At moment of giving, helping, does she know that it's kusala? Or is it bhavana?
It is kusala, no more kusala.
Is it bhavana? Samatha bhavana?
Not.
So can samatha bhavana be developed by no understanding?
Can. Must be have understanding.
Understanding of what degree, understanding of what it has to be learned. Because at the moment of giving, no matter today and every day, is it bhavana? Why not?
Just no more maha.
Why not?
Because it not enough.
Can anyone develop samatha bhavana without any understanding?
Cannot.
To understand what? To be samatha bhavana?
To understand the samatha.
Otherwise, samatha cannot develop. When there's no understanding of samatha at that very moment.
So, I have to understand the samatha.
Calm.
When
the citta is calm. Because one can be giving at different moments, sometimes with attachment, sometimes with irritation, sometimes. So there has to be understanding of when it is kusala, when it is calm.
But samatha bhavana can arise, that happen any time, anywhere.
Now, any time. If it's so, does it arise now, any time?
No, not now.
See? Careful considering about the truth, which is very subtle.
Not as way. Simple as it seems.
But
like just reflecting on the hair, it's some.
But when the panya develops stronger, it can happen anyway.
The word panya is not known. The panya, as what is panya, the truth of panya. Just use the word panya. When panya understands such and such, but what is the moment of panya right then to condition the bhavana, no matter by way of samatha or vipassana? That's why with not enough understanding, people try to be calm in order to understand the truth. Impossible.
Or recite about the parts of the body, but useless if there's no understanding of what calm is. And
so basically, need to understand first. It's the priority.
Is there doubt now? No doubt.
So no bhavana of any kind without understanding.
Still doubt, even doubt. But now develop understanding more and more.
And doubt is real?
Is it real?
What reality is it?
Doubt is just nada.
Yes, what kind?
Jetasika.
What jetasika?
Vichekacha.
See, remember the word, right?
Yeah.
But when doubt is there,
does it appear?
Anipatya, no.
That is doubt,
that is not
just the word. So, is this moment doubt?
The moment doubt.
Looks like it.
No, but when understanding is no doubt.
No, but when not knowing what the answer is.
And who knows that doubt only arises with ignorance?
Yeah. Here is the moment of doubt. It's because doubt is arrived, associated with moha.
So that's moha, doubt?
Doubt.
Doubt is doubt, moha is moha.